Hello and welcome to another episode of MetaSidekicks. My name is Liv and this is the podcast where we talk about all things spiritual, metaphysical, paranormal, and in between. Are you excited for another podcast this Sunday? I know I am. I'm not going to use the button again. I feel like I've been overusing it, you know? Like I can't just always... But also, I'm the only one in control of the soundboard, so I guess I could.
No.
You're welcome. All right, today we're going to be talking about something that has been on my mind. It goes more with the theme that's been unfolding over the past couple months where I have been, I don't know, finding my place within the idea of being a sagely page, if you will, or a pagely sage. I forget which one we said. I think it was pagely sage. But anyways, in just understanding and learning things within the spiritual community, ideas, thoughts, etc. And one of those things that I've been trying to get a handle on and been asking spirit, my spirit guides, whoever that is out there and wants to help me out a little bit, help a girl out, if you will, is the idea of past lives. Not just specifically like what past lives are, but I want to know how or why past life therapy, past life regressions, past life readings. Why are people doing them? Why are people so interested in them? But more importantly, what could be helpful about them? Because as a medium, we've all now hopefully understand that it is our responsibilities as mediums. If you don't identify as a medium, that's okay. I'm just talking about mediums in general. Specifically, if you want to talk about me, use me as an example. I like to operate underneath the understanding that all mediums are supposed to bring peace and clarity, right? I'm all about love and light. That's kind of my new little thing that I've been embracing too, if you've been listening for the past couple months as well. So why, like what could be, how could sharing past lives bring someone peace and clarity under the idea or the umbrella of love and light? And something that's been catching my eye over the past few months is people within the spiritual community performing past life regressions or past life readings where most, I feel like there's just been a highlight on like people who are asking for these readings, reliving like very, very traumatic events. And I know that there's always things that are helpful with understanding things that have hurt us in the past, but I've been asking spirit, why, if we are like, if mediums are supposed to bring peace and clarity and do it in a helpful, loving way, then why is it that spirit, quote unquote, is supposed to be or is having people live through these horrible traumatic things and then having mediums perform these things? You know, it's just, it's something that's been bothering me, something that I've been noticing within the spiritual community, like on TikTok, social media, whatever, as like a trendy thing. And I've been trying to understand it more. And I feel like I finally have the answer as to like why some people are having or reliving, experiencing, remembering, whatever you want to call it, traumatic past lives, whereas some people don't feel like they have to have a past life regression. They're not even interested in knowing about their past lives, or you might not even believe in past lives, which is also entirely fine. I'm going to touch on that too today because I've really been trying to get like a, I've been trying to broaden my horizons of other people's perspective within the spiritual community that have maybe religious or more faith-filled backgrounds. It depends on the person that I've talked to. Some people say that they are more rooted in faith. Other people are more rooted in religion or specific like figures such as Jesus, Allah, things like that. So I've been trying to listen and understand where all of this could fit in and how it could make sense to me, because I've been wondering. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about past life readings, past life regressions, and how, in a therapeutic sense, something like that could help you or bring healing or peace and clarity to others. Now, if you're an avid listener to this podcast, I'm skipping my life update this week. I feel like this podcast could be long. I don't want to talk too much about myself before we get into talking about past lives and things that I've written down to try and cover in this Sunday's podcast. So if you're interested in a life update, go look over at Patreon. I've been posting life updates every other Monday, if that's something you're super interested in, or just wait until next week. I'm sure I'll want to talk about myself next time, but I just want to be, I don't know. This is something I'm excited to talk about, and I don't want to talk more about myself and take away from it because I'm going to talk about myself in a roundabout way anyways. Okay, so moving on, past lives. First of all, I think we should talk about, as a listener, whether you're new or you've been here for a while, do you believe in past lives? Take a second, think about it, write it down, meditate, whatever you want, and then we'll go from there. So I'm sure it's not a big surprise that as a medium who identifies as a quote-unquote spiritualist more than with any organized religion or one structured idea of, I don't know, theology, if you will, any structured scriptures or texts, I believe in past lives. To me, the way that I perceive past lives might be very different than other people. I will break it down. But I also have run into individuals that don't believe in past lives. And that is very valid and it's a very sound thought process in my own opinion. So I think just to not talk about what a lot of people may already be thinking who's listening to this podcast, because I'm sure a lot of you already are or identify as more spiritual than anything else. You probably have your own or similar idea to what past lives are as to me. So let's talk about what past lives could be or could be interpreted as if you don't believe in past lives. And this was brought to me by a couple of my Christian friends or people who used to be under the Catholic or Christian religion. That's where they grew up in, etc. And this idea was given to me by them, which I think is a beautiful thing. So not everyone believes in past lives, and that is okay. Some people believe that once your soul or your body dies, your soul goes to heaven, and that's it. You just like eat ice cream cones in heaven. You sit on the beach, you listen to Jimmy Buffett, drink margaritas, go sailing, travel the world, or just sit around with friends and family. And that's it. Your soul lived one life. It's completed its mission, if you want, purpose, whatever you want to call it. And that's it. You get to live out the rest of your afterlife in heaven as a soul at peace. However, how could we conceptualize the idea of past lives if you don't believe in past lives? And this was crazy to me. So a couple of my friends, they always joke with me, like, when we say something silly or we send a meme to one another, my friends who are within the Christian or Catholic, I think it's Christian, in the Christian derivation of religion or faith, if you will. If I say something spicy to them, they'll come back with me like, my sister in Christ, let me tell you this. And I just think it's so funny. It's one of my favorite things that they talk to me, or it's like a, I don't know, it's like a hold my beer or you're not going to believe this sort of statement. And I just think it's so funny how they use it in context. And I also have been told that, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ, because if you are from the Christian religion, it's everyone who is a Christian is your brother and sister in Christ. So I mean, how could I parallel this? I mean, everyone has their own spiritual beliefs. So if we go back to how Christians might not believe, or some Christians might not believe in past lives, that their soul lives one life and then is in heaven for the rest of eternity, then the way that they perceive past lives is that their brothers and sisters in Christ, those Christians who have come before them, have paved the way to the life that they live now. I.e., those brothers and sisters in Christ who have lived in the past have helped to shape the lives that they live now, i.e., past lives. Isn't that crazy? Because, I mean, we're going to get into, I don't mean to like lose it or like say, is that crazy? I mean, I do. It was such a like aha moment to me, because the way that I perceive past lives, and I'm sure how many of you listening also perceive past lives if you're already consider yourselves spiritualists, like to think about those who have come before you, even though you yourself in this, like brother and sister in Christ, even if you yourself who don't believe in a past life now, don't think that your soul lived in the past or had past lives, the people that have come before you have helped to shape the life that you're living now. That is literally the same idea as past lives, except for the fact, in my understanding and maybe other spiritualists' understanding, we believe that our soul has incarnated many times, and that of those brothers and sisters in Christ who have come before you, we could have been one of those people in a past life. Do you see how it's like, it's all in the same circle of things? So it is okay to believe that past lives don't exist. That's fine. But when I had one of my Christian friends tell me, like, our brothers and sisters in Christ have, like that's their idea of a past life, I was like, man, I love this. This makes me so happy. Because I don't think that there should be division, or I don't think that there should be division between religions. I think having faith in someone or something greater than yourself should only bring you together. And it seems that a lot of times in scenarios like this, I mean, just imagine, like, you believe in a past life and say the person that you love the most doesn't believe in past lives. Are you going to let that maybe get in between your relationship? That's what I'm talking about. Like, I feel like things like that get in between people's relationships. But if we were able to just sit down and have conversations and see how everyone's interpretation is that of the same thing, but just a little bit different with a little bit of spice, or the lens is just focused in a different angle, we would see that it's so similar. I don't know. That was very healing for me to have someone who doesn't believe in past lives basically say the same thing to me. And I was like, I entirely see how that makes sense. And it just, I don't know. I feel closer now to my friends that have that idea. Not that I didn't feel close before, and not that I was going to let an opinion like that get between us, but I feel like there are some relationships out there where it might be a deal breaker for people. And I think one of the themes I've been learning is that love is a word that is just an umbrella of so many other things. It is an amalgamation of so many other emotions and verbs and adjectives and everything. And I think that if we're able to understand one another, then we're going to be able to love one another, or at least try to. And I feel like this understanding or this perspective of how someone who doesn't believe in past lives, how they view it in relation to how someone that does believe in past lives also views past lives, I feel like that understanding can bring people to being able to respect and love one another. And I just, when I learned that, I was like, oh shiz. I love that. So anyways, that is the way how someone, at least the people that I have to talk to, perceive that if you don't believe in past lives, the lives of those in the past still have helped to shape who you are in the life you're going to live now in, quote unquote, the future or the present. So I think that's really, really cool. Like, you, if you don't believe in past lives, you right now are helping to shape the future lives of those, because technically at some point in time you'll have lived in the past, and that is like a past life. So anyways, that is how I've been able to understand how one subsect different from spirituality may view past lives, even if they don't believe in past lives themselves.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hello, I'm Kristen Meinzer, host of Health Matters, a Mayo Clinic podcast investigating topics big,
the influence of gravity,
and small,
brain-eating amoeba.
We talk about our health, bodies, and the world around us.
Get off the toilet, you're going to have hemorrhoids.
So join me in conversation with some Mayo Clinic experts as we strive for happier, healthier lives. Mayo Clinic's Health Matters, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, moving on to how I view past lives as a medium. I believe in past lives, which I think is kind of fun. But how do I explain past lives in like a good way that everyone can sort of conceptualize, right? So you yourself are a soul right now, right? I've been learning that there is a lot of like, I don't think it's misconceptions because I think everyone can have certain ideas or perspectives around past lives that are different. But in my own understanding of past lives, it's not your single soul that is being reused and recreated and like you are the same person every single life. It is my understanding from speaking to souls who are past lives of people I've met, like physically, that your soul changes, which is one of the reasons why I am very against people being prejudiced or racist, because in one life you may be I'll just use me as an example, a white ginger with specifically Irish, Welsh, Italian, and like Eastern European heritage. But in a past life, I could be Egyptian, I could be Roman, I could be Chinese. It doesn't matter. That is my opinion as a medium from talking to souls. And you can also be male, you can be female. I've even talked to, I'll save this for the end, but I've talked to animals who have had past lives as people. And one of the most embarrassing things that I ever had to do was I had a reading with someone who is actually Indian, from India. They made a past life or a psychic medium reading with me, and they asked about their past lives. And I'll save this story to the end, but I was so very like nervous to tell them the past lives that I was seeing for them, because I understand how people with Buddhist or Hindu religions view past lives. And I was like, I do not want to mess up right now, guys. So anyways, I believe that your past lives can be very different. Like if you were in a room of past lives and your current self right now, I can almost guarantee that every single person around you would almost be like a stranger, and that you might not even get along with some of your past lives. You might never, ever even want to be friends with them. And you're like, that was me? Are you kidding me? So when it comes to past lives and your current self and your higher self, I believe that you have all of these past lives. I've had people ask me, how many past lives do I have? Girl, boy, I can't answer that for you. You could have lots of past lives. You could have past lives as animals. You could have past lives as more spiritual beings or entities. You could have past lives as people, like so many different past lives. And the reason, as far as I've been able to gather over the past four, almost 5 years of doing this professionally, is that the reason we have past lives or we live lives in general is to learn the difference between sympathy and empathy. So sympathy is being able to relate to someone even though you have not experienced the same or similar things in your life. Empathy is being able to wholeheartedly understand and relate to on a very intimate level the things that someone else has been through because you have experienced them yourself. For example, like a car accident. If you've never been in a car accident, you can only sympathize with someone who's been in a car accident. But if you yourself have been in a car accident and someone comes up to you and is like, I was just in a car accident. I was in one like 4 or 5 months ago. You're like, dude, I know exactly what you're talking about. It absolutely sucked. This happened to me. That happened to me. The car wasn't okay. Or the other person's like, exactly. I had something similar happen. This happened. That happened. The car was okay. But this, that, and the other. That is why we live past lives. Because it helps our soul's consciousness to reach enlightenment. If we are able to live as many lives as our soul needs to in order to empathize on every level of existence, then that is what, in my understanding as a medium, is enlightenment. Your soul has lived so many lives as a man, as a woman, as a child, as an animal, that you as a soul, as a higher self, which we'll get into in a second, understands and sees everything because you've experienced everything. You've been rich, you've been poor, you've been loved, you've been hated, you've been the hater. All of those things, that is why we live past lives. And every single past life that you live helps to shape the current life and the future lives you will live. Now, when it comes to your higher self, in my opinion, as it stands right now, and if this changes, I will always let you guys know, your higher self is the amalgamation of all of your past lives. It is where all of your past lives go to create sort of kind of like a higher spiritual being. It's almost like all of the consciousness, all of the lessons that your past lives have lived goes to this other spiritual being and is like, hey, this is what I learned. You want to know more about it? Cool beans. Let me tell you everything. And then that perspective goes into that higher self. Because I have had someone ask me as well, like, I used to say that your past lives are the cells of your higher self, right? Almost like they're little tiny pieces, parts, like cogs in a machine of a higher self. But I don't think that's necessarily it. I think that your past lives are what give birth to your higher self, and that your higher self is an entity in and of itself that is shaped from the consciousness of all of your souls. So your souls are free to exist in heaven or spirit as you see fit, or as your soul sees fit, and they are separate from your higher self. However, they do shape its existence in essence. Because someone asked me, they're like, does my higher self even care about my past lives? Like, what happens to my past lives if they're the cells of my higher self? Do they just like, okay, cool, bye? Or are they just like absorbed into this thing and then I actually never get to go to heaven? I'm just a part of my higher self, right? And the way that they clarified that question or answered it for me was that your souls still exist in heaven. You get to have your afterlife, but your higher self is created from that. In like a higher vibrational frequency type of thing. Anyways, that is how I view past lives and higher selves and then quote unquote reaching enlightenment. I think once your soul has lived enough lives, your higher self is, and then we're back to like separation is an illusion because I'm just thinking about it, right? So I think even though your souls are separate from one another, they are still you. And then even though your souls of your past lives are able to reside in heaven or spirit, as we sort of understand now in like most religions or faithfulness, I think your higher self is a separate entity of your amalgamated consciousnesses of your past lives. But I do think that they're also the same. So that's one of those things in the spiritual realm where if you cannot understand it, acceptance is key. Don't think too hard about it and like give yourself a headache or worry yourself into a little tizzy. Just let it go. Be like, this is what I know, and I may not know everything, and that's okay. Because if I was supposed to know everything, then there wouldn't be a reason to have past lives or a current life or a future life. You let it go. That's why we're here. We're here to not know everything and just experience it. So now, how do we get into the idea of like, why would it be helpful for us to even know about our past lives? What could past life regressions or past life readings do in a therapeutic sense for anybody? And that's what I've been asking as a medium. Now, have any of you heard of a woman by the name of Anne Barham? I have not until very recently. Maybe she was a bit of the inspiration for today's podcast. She's definitely been able to, and I haven't done a deep dive on her, nor have I read her book. I don't know if she has more than one. I know she has one that she wrote in 2016, and I did not write down the title of it. So just look up Anne Barham, Barham, and it's Anne without an E. But she is a past life regressionist, and I've only heard. I have every month we do mediumship circles, right, for Patreon, and the lovely sidekicks have opened my eyes to her books or her existence, I should say, and because we've talked about past lives. So my impression of Anne from what the lovely sidekicks have taught me in mediumship circles is that she was a psych psychoanalyst or psychiatrist. I could be wrong. Don't quote me. But she started out with like clinical psychology. And it wasn't until she started doing hypnotherapy that she realized that through certain hypnoses, if that is the right word, that past lives were coming through during the hypnosis sessions with some of her clients, which is how she was able to sort of put things together and understand that she wasn't just doing a normal hypnosis, but that past lives were coming through, i.e. the idea of past life regressions was born, maybe. I could do more research on that, but I just wanted to bring her up. This isn't necessarily a podcast about her, but I know that Anne has done a lot of past life regressions, and I wanted to share it because you guys yourselves could go read her book, come back and tell me whether you liked it or not. Cause I've had, like I said, a few of my sidekicks have read her works and are just like astounded by it. So it's come up in discussions and mediumship circles. So I only have my impression of her from what my sidekicks have told me. But I also read something today where this woman who writes for like an Oprah blog, I'll have a link to that specific blog post in the show notes if you're interested in reading it too, because I'll just go through like a short synopsis of it in this podcast. But she had a past life regression with Anne. So I'll talk about that too. But what, if you don't know, is a past life regression? So a past life regression, also known as PLR, uses hypnosis to help people access memories and experiences from past lives. PLR therapists like Anne Barham believe that many mental health issues may be rooted in traumatic experiences from past lives. However, since I do have a science background and I would like to always talk about both people's sides of the coin, some clinical psychiatrists and psychologists generally reject PLR as psychiatric treatment. So, I guess, you know, I started out this podcast with asking the question of, or saying that I've noticed there's a lot of mediums or other people within the spiritual community that have been doing past life readings or past life regressions. And I wanted to know if they could be helpful or if they're more harmful, because I have been noticing that there, in my own opinion, I've been noticing that there is a trend towards more harmful traumatic past lives that people are doing readings for, rather than like, I don't know. I just, how I've been asking myself, how can it be helpful? And why would God, creator, source, spirit, whatever you want to call it, why would spirit want to re-traumatize people? You know, like I've been trying to not live in the past. So why, how could it be helpful to go through something that our soul has already learned, that has already been used to shape our existence now in the present, to go back and re-experience that? Like I would assume that you're done. Whatever you lived in that past life, your soul has learned, and there is not necessarily a reason for you to go back and re-experience those things. I understand, like, I love history personally. I'm all about it. I love reading it. I love learning about it. I love teaching other people about it, like in anecdotal conversations and things like that. But I don't think that as a soul, it might be helpful to learn things or relive things like that on such a poignant and close level. You know, like God has already had us learn those things and live through those things. So how could it be helpful for us to relearn them if they were already so bad in the first place? Shouldn't we have already learned and moved past that? So that's what I've been trying to tussle with in my mind and understand. And I've been asking spirit for more guidance and information on it. And I feel like over the past couple months, I've been getting more information and understanding about the ifs, ands, buts, and whys to it. So that is how, or one way that people can do or understand their past lives is through a past life regression. I do want to say that I believe as of right now that past life regressions are real and true and can happen. I had a friend when I was little, and my mom was trying to understand her mediumship because I was starting to experience things as a medium, and she'd never taken the time to learn and explore what that meant for her. But now that her daughter was experiencing things, she wanted to learn more about it so that she could help me. And one of the lovely people that we met through that experience of going from one psychic shop to the next and learning different things and talking to new people was, we had a friend named Laura, and Laura did a past life regression with her husband, Tom. And I remember I was probably like 13, 14 years old when we went to the psychic shop to go visit them and talk about things, because my mom was doing readings and then she talked to Laura about it. And I don't think Laura was a medium, but Laura was just very knowledgeable in things that were spiritual, etc. And she came in, or I should say we came in one day, and she told us about the past life regression that she had with her husband. And her husband was so funny. He kind of looked like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. And he just had like a very like Cheech and Chong sort of mentality. So we'd always talk like, yeah, dude, it was so cool. And I just remember they were the coolest couple. So we go in and we're talking to Laura. Laura's like, come here. I had a past life regression this weekend. And Tom's like, no, dude, she definitely did. And it was really crazy. So she starts telling us that during the hypnosis, and she didn't believe that she could be hypnotized, because I've thought about doing past life regressions too, but I have problems, or think that I might have problems with being hypnotized. Like, I don't even like to drink alcohol that much because I don't like to not be in control of the situation at all points in time. It's a problem, maybe. But anyways, she thought that she couldn't be hypnotized, but she was able to be. And of all the past lives that she lived, she said the most interesting one was that of a Vietnamese boy. She said, and Tom even told us, because I guess they recorded everything too, she was, during her past life regression, when the soul of her Vietnamese past life as a boy came through, she like got up, turned the chair around that she was sitting on, and started sitting on it cross-legged. And Laura, at this point in time, was a larger, more curvy or curvaceous woman, if you will. She's like, I don't even know how I was sitting on that. She's like, I literally watched the tape back, and I was like, how is my ass sitting on that chair like that? And she started speaking Vietnamese. Isn't that crazy? She's like, I do not know Vietnamese. And she started fluently speaking it. And then Tom's like, yeah, man, we had no idea what she was talking about. We had to ask her, like, we don't speak that language. What are you talking about? So she said when they asked her that, she stopped speaking Vietnamese, switched back to English, and then started talking about her life as a Vietnamese boy from like decades ago. So, I mean, from that experience personally, just listening to someone that I knew give their experience, I do think that it could be possible. I believe it. Do I still want to maybe experience it myself and then be like 100%? I totally believe it once I experience it. Yes. So I'll hold that like 2% doubt in my mind until it happens, if it does happen. But that is my personal experience with a past life regression. And then the one that I read about, that if you'd like to have the full synopsis, is there's a link to the blog post in the show notes. There was a woman who wrote for this Oprah blog who had a past life regression with Anne Barham. And hers was a little bit different. So I guess she was trying to, or the reason she made this reading with Anne, or this past life regression, this PLR session, was to deal with the stress and anxiety that she had with her career. She was going through like a midlife crisis, I guess. And she'd already met once with Anne before for a separate like worry, question, problem, whatever. But this one was trying to figure out why, or get over the fact that she was having like a midlife crisis. And it was interesting because I guess like the way you read it, I could almost interpret it as not being a past life and more so this woman's subconscious trying to deal with the things that she was in this life by drawing parallels to someone who is outside of herself, almost like projecting her feelings onto this character that her subconscious has created that Anne led her through. However, just because everything was so similar, according to this, the way you read it, this woman wrote, to her life now. And I've never done a past life reading necessarily that I can think of off the top of my head where someone's past life has been very similar to the life they're living now. I've only ever done past life readings where the past lives that step forward are very different than the life that someone is living now. I mean, there's like little nuances of how you could understand that you're the same soul or you came from this soul before you because you have a certain taste that this soul liked, or you both live in an area that this soul that came before you, this past life came before you, that you have an affinity to now, or you live in the same space. I've never, you know, it's always like been more nuances than anything else. Whereas this blog that I read was more like, from a psychological standpoint, you could argue that perhaps this woman is more so allowing her subconscious to project its sense of self and the things that it's going through onto a character that is similar to her. And it's not necessarily a past life, but it's more of a projection. However, what I did like and what I thought was very fair and earnest to say was this woman also had the same thought who wrote the blog post. And she asked Anne, she's like, I don't know, this could have just been my subconscious trying to deal with things in a way that was similar to the life that I'm living now. What if it's not a past life? And Anne's response was this. Occasionally, clients worry after the regression that maybe they just made it up or it was only their imagination. In the scheme of things, that isn't particularly important. In the first place, we can treat the past life stories as an illustrative metaphor for the issues and influences in a person's current life. And I just thought that was a fabulous way to say, for what we cannot understand, we can just accept. I like that. Like, even if you don't think it's a past life, it still was able to help this woman. She felt a sense of peace afterwards, and she felt that the worry and the stress that she had when she came into this reading with Anne, that it was mediated, that it was remedied. And I think even if there is a doubt from me, other people, the person that wrote the blog post themselves, that it wasn't a past life, it doesn't matter because it brought healing to this person. And it wasn't a traumatic past life either. That was something that I think they anecdotally mentioned in their blog post, that sometimes past lives can be traumatic, or past life regressions can be traumatic, and sometimes they can't be. And in my opinion, I think it was refreshing to read someone's past life regression experience and have it be something that was healing, and that it wasn't traumatic. It wasn't like this terrible, dark experience that they were told they had to relive in order to heal a part of themselves that they didn't heal or was wounded from a past life. So I just thought that was interesting. So a past life regression, or PLR therapy, is one way in which you can maybe meet, quote unquote, in a way, your past lives. However, the only way that I've ever interacted with past lives of both myself and others is through just readings. So if we go back to what we talked about before of whether you believe in reincarnation or not, past lives are the souls of people that have come before you. You have been someone who is very different from who you are now. And that is usually how I perceive past lives. As a medium, when I channel souls, I am just channeling the souls of people that have lived. However, when I perceive past lives, it's very much similar to me talking to just souls of past loved ones for people. Only when I speak to souls that are separate from you, say you make a reading with me and you ask about past lives, but I was just talking to, say, your great uncle Todd a minute ago. Your great uncle Todd in spirit, for me as a medium, and this can be different between mediums, how they channel energy. For me, I will receive or sense the energy of your great uncle Todd's soul on my right hand side, which for me personally signals that they are in heaven or spirit, whatever you want to call it. And that is from where I'm receiving the information from. That's where they're talking to me from. However, when I talk to past lives, your past lives will present to me very similarly to souls who are in heaven, although I think they are in heaven, but to distinguish between a person that's separate from you versus a past life who is someone that is technically on a spiritual level a part of you, even though they're separate, they come in on my left-hand side. However, I speak to them and I perceive them exactly the same as a soul that I would in heaven, only they're on my left-hand side, which I believe spirit does to distinguish that they're a past life of yours and they're related to you. That is how I do past life readings. So there's no like hypnosis. There's not a regression. There's no like candle lighting, step on your left foot. Don't forget it. It's just you ask me, do you see any of my past lives? And they will step forward. Usually one will step forward, sometimes more. And I don't control who steps forward or why. But that is how I perceive past lives, which is just very interesting to me. And sometimes, I mean, they don't even have things that they necessarily have to like talk about. Sometimes the things that they share are influential to the people that I'm talking to, but not all the time. It's not like, I don't know, maybe I guess if you have a question for your past life, then that like as to what's going on in your life now or why you are the way that you are, it might answer. Just them stepping forward in general might help heal parts of that for you. But I just, sometimes I feel like they're just like, if you were to meet a person that you never knew before, I'm not sure. People would have to tell me. I've never had someone, everyone usually seems pleased after I share the past lives that step forward with them, but I don't know how. It's just a, one of the, I think I shared this in a more recent past life, like someone wanted to know, or in a more recent podcast, someone wanted to know why their dog was their dog. And this person that I was talking to, a lovely client, they were a veteran and they had PTSD and they had a service dog and they wanted to know why, like how in, like what spiritual connection, how in heaven alignment, whatever, does their dog, their service dog, have to do with their life? Like what alignment did their soul's paths or their soul contracts have? And this was answered by a past life. So the past life of this dog stepped forward because I was like, wait, is this the past life of the man that I'm talking to, this veteran? And it ended up being the dog, and the dog was a girl. And the past life of this dog was that of military veterans. They served in like, I don't know, a couple wars, ones that I didn't even know about. Like it wasn't just World War II or the Civil War or World War I. It was ones before that. So the reason the soul incarnated now as a dog was specifically because they knew their soul contract was going to be aligned with their owners, that they were going to live as a service dog for veterans. Because the past lives of this dog, they knew what it was like to serve in war. They knew what it was like to have PTSD and mental and physical trauma from serving in wars, and what they would have to do as a dog in order to help someone that had similar ailments that they went through and they did not have the same therapy. So that was an interesting like past life thing. So sometimes things like that come through and I think it's healing and it's helpful and it's within an alignment of people's spiritual questions, but then sometimes they're just very random. So I would be interested to hear if anyone has had a reading with me and we talked about past lives, what your impression of it was, because that would be interesting to know. So anyways, moving on. Those are the two types of ways that I understand people can learn about their past lives, either through a past life reading with a medium or a past life regression with a hypnotherapist. Now, how, getting to the very root, the beginning of this podcast question, how could it be helpful for someone to relive past lives or understand past lives if sometimes the things that are given to you are traumatic? Or that the medium or the past life regressionist that you meet with is like, you end up having a very traumatic experience or reliving a very traumatic experience. Like one of the things that I read, it's a listener's story that I haven't yet shared, but it's someone who just received information of their past life, like a download, if you will. And they were someone who was taken during the Holocaust with their family. And they actually weren't even taken. They were abused by a soldier until they died. So like, why would spirit show us those things if it's not helpful? You know, like, I just wanted to know, like, why it seems more hurtful than helpful, but again, I'm not God and perhaps there are things that I don't quite understand that I don't know. Maybe it boils down to the topic of like, why do bad things happen to good people? I know there's a lot of conversations on the internet about people who are religious or people who are faithful, if you believe in a higher power, whether it be God, Allah, Jesus, whoever, where people sort of lose faith in a higher power because they're like, well, why would any God let children go hungry? Or why would any God let these terrible atrocities happen? Like, there isn't a God, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, that's a different spiritual topic for another day. But I mean, amongst those things, I feel like going back to past lives or your lives to reach enlightenment, you have to go through certain things in order to reach that higher spiritual enlightenment. So it's not something that you choose. It's not something that other people choose. In my idea of it, it's things that are chosen for you and that you live in order to gain enlightenment, to understand the difference between sympathy and empathy and grow as a consciousness, as a soul, as a spiritual being. So the two things that I've learned on how past lives can help you. One, I think people are supposed to live or relive traumatic things through a past life or past life regression, reading or regression. And then the other one is I think that you are not supposed to relive traumatic things or happy things from a past life or a past life regression. So how did I come to those two answers? I think it all boils down to your soul contract. So your soul contract in this conversation is when you as a soul choose to incarnate, whether you believe in one incarnation or many, God, creator, source, the higher powers that be say, this is what your soul is supposed to learn in this life. I have created it for you. This is the outline. Do you accept? I don't believe currently in my own understanding of things that we as souls choose the lives we live. I think it is chosen for us and that we get to agree to or we get to deny and be like, I don't want to incarnate. I don't want to do that yet. I'm just going to keep licking ice cream cones in heaven, you know? So you choose to accept it. That outline is written for you. And then you have the free will to get to the certain things that you're supposed to learn in that life. So like you have choices to make and you have the ability to determine how you get to what you're supposed to learn, but you yourself don't choose what you're supposed to learn, whether that be good, bad, happy, or sad. I also think that of you don't get to choose necessarily what it is that you learn, but how you get there. I think that soul contracts of do you do a past life regression that makes you relive traumatic things in order to learn lessons, or are you someone who just exists and that is how you're going to learn the things that you need to learn? Like that is what's dictated in this whole contract. Like that is what was given to me to help me understand why some people need to learn certain lessons through traumatic past lives and why some people don't necessarily need to think about past lives at all. Does that make sense? That is the answer that spirit gave me in order to help quell my anxiousness, my wondering about why some people seem to torment themselves in order to find information, whereas other people don't feel the same need to do the same thing. And I don't want to say torment as in like, I mean, if you're really curious and you're like, I want to relive these past lives because someone told me that I need to heal something from my past life. If that's what you believe, then that's probably what's in your soul contract and that's what's meant for you. But it's been making me really sad lately. So the answer that spirit gave me to help me quell my sadness about it was, it's not about you, it's about them. And if this is the way they're supposed to learn it through traumatic past life regressions or readings, then that is what they're supposed to learn and that is what they're supposed to go through. But you don't have to have the same idea of it, and you don't also, like, other people also don't have to have or go through the same thing. It's not for everyone because everyone has to learn different things. They're the only ones that control the ways in which they learn it. So if you feel that that is what aligns with your spiritual journey, go for it. However, the other side of the spiritual coin that I've been exploring and being shown to me as an other option for healing is that you don't have to talk about your past lives. You don't have to believe in past lives in order to grow and heal as a soul. Because I've had people ask me in email readings and even in personal readings, like, what past life trauma do I have to heal? And that just, I feel like choosing a medium is very much like choosing any other person that you're going to ask for a service for. If you jive with that person and they make you feel safe and comfortable and like you can have a good conversation, then choose that medium. But sometimes I may not be the medium for you because the way that I do things might not be what jives with you. We just might not, you know, work well together because of the way that I perceive things or the way that I convey information. If there's another medium out there that works better for you and you jive with the way that they see things and the way that they convey information, 100% go choose the other medium. But when it comes to questions like that, I feel like there's just been that opposing ideology within the spiritual community that you can find of some spiritual people think that you have to relive past traumas and heal things from your past lives in order to move on into this life. And I think you can find that in some of the PLR therapists' ideology of like, they believe certain mental health issues may be rooted in traumatic experiences from your past lives. So therefore their thought process is that you have to relive those past lives in order to heal that trauma. But in my opinion, as my own medium, as a spiritual practitioner, if you will, I don't believe that. If that helps heal you and that's a part of what you are aligned for in your spiritual journey, go for it. 100%, I back you. That's how you want to heal. However, for me, that's not it. And I was wondering, this is what I was asking my spirit guides too, how now, brown cow, do we heal and move forward if there are spiritual traumas that have happened in past lives? How do we heal from that? And the answer that they gave me was this. When we think of our past lives, if we go back to the explanation that I gave you of past lives, current self, higher light, or higher self and enlightenment, your current life is going to be the byproduct of all of your past lives and a little bit of your higher self. Because people talk about talking to and communicating with their higher self, and their higher self is the one that always has the answers, right? Because they have all the past lives together. They're like, they are just like the mama, the papa, the parent, whatever, the big grand poopa of spiritual knowledge when it comes to your existences. They hold all of that knowledge. It's like the library, but created as a spiritual entity of all of you, just you. So they can help you with things. That's why people in the spiritual community want to talk to their higher selves, because it is them and it is all of their past lives, all of them. So that is why we seek knowledge from them, because they know us better than anybody else, I would say. So your life right now is the amalgamation of all of your past lives and your higher self. Think of your past lives, all of your past lives collectively, and your higher self as like the mother and the father or the parents of you. Now, if we're going to continue explaining this in the way that it was explained to me, we're going to use science, because genetics was a fun class for me and I like genetics. So if you have the offspring, you, of the past lives and the higher self, if you think about it, genetically speaking, you as a person are the genetic amalgamation, or technically mutant, of your parents. So you have all the genetic DNA, or half of the genetic DNA from your mom and half of the genetic DNA from your dad. And that is what creates you. You have all of that genetic DNA to create a complete genome. However, the things that are expressed, whether it be your hair color, your eye color, your skin color, your personality, the things that you like to eat, the way that you learn, all of those things are rooted in your genetics, the genes that you inherit from your parents. So if we're using this analogy, this comparison to understand past lives and ourselves now, the way it was explained to me of why you don't always have to do, or you don't have to relive past lives, or even talk to past lives, or even believe in past lives, is all of the information, all of the things, all of the knowledge, all of the experiences that your past lives have had, however many that may be, live within your soul and within your spirit. Sometimes they are expressed and sometimes they are not. but they are still a part of your soulful genetic code. I think that when you incarnated into this life, whether it be once or lots of times, this life right now, God, creator, source, whoever, is going to allow the past lives that you need necessary to be expressed in this life. Because when we talk about past lives, sometimes you were courageous, sometimes you were shy, sometimes you were a victim, sometimes you were an aggressor, sometimes you were rich, poor, happy, sad, a singer, a dancer, not good at cooking, very good at cooking. The things that you need in this life to get through your soul contract, to live this life to the fullest as per ordained by whoever, those are going to be expressed in this life. You don't have to go back and learn about those past lives because the things that you need are going to be expressed to you. They're going to be given to you, which I've been learning can be seen in spirit guides. So you can have past lives that are spirit guides. You can also have spirit guides of people that existed with you in past lives, friends, family, aunts, uncles, whoever. They can be people that have known you from your past lives. So say you're someone right now who's painfully shy and maybe you're not the best at cooking, but you really want to learn how to cook because you're tired of just like eating boxed meals or eating out. In a past life, I can bet you, you were not shy. You were very confident. You were very gregarious personality and you may have even been a really good cook. Guess who knows that? Your past lives. And the people that lived past lives with you. And they may be spirit guides. They may be ones that are already helping to guide you. They're going to be the ones that say, hey, I knew you. You were this person. And I know you can be confident. And I know you can be a good cook. And they're going to help you understand and step into that in this life. And the way you're going to do that is by experiencing this life. All of the things that you need to do will be given and presented to you. You're going to live this life and do certain things that are going to heal the past life traumas that you may have. You don't have to live in the past to heal it. You have to live in the future to heal the past. Because if you keep living in the past, it's just going to keep repeating itself. You have to understand it, use it, and then use it to move forward. And some people may do that through past life regressions, and other people may just be like, I'm going to take a cooking class. That's how you're going to get through that in this life. You don't have to know that you were a really good chef in the past life because those past lives are going to help you whether you connect to them in like a mediumship way or like a spiritual way that's more like how people perceive it in the spiritual community. But just living your life, like that's the thing. You don't have to always talk to a medium. You don't have to be a super spiritual person. You just have to live your life. And those things are going to be, they're going to help you. It's just intrinsically a part of you. There's nothing external that you have to do because it's all within you.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
I really hope that makes sense. That is what I've learned. I have learned that your past life, all of your past lives, are a part of the person you are now. And in order to get through anything that you may have had a hiccup in a past life, all you have to do is move through your life now. Like it's all set, like the stage has been set for you. You just need to play. That's it. Anyways, that is what has helped me heal a little bit. Maybe not feel so trepidatious about the other flip side of past lives and understanding them when it comes to the spiritual community. And I hope that I was able to answer some people's questions, give perspective about other viewpoints within the spiritual community. And if you have any questions, or I did not answer that very well, please let me know in the comments below if you are listening on the Metapsychics Extras YouTube channel, or if you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can add a question in the review, because if reviews help, I appreciate if you want to leave a review. But I will try to answer your questions if they're left in a review as well. So thank you all very much for being here today. I appreciate each and every one of you. And it's almost Thanksgiving. I like Thanksgiving. Some people don't like Thanksgiving. I like Thanksgiving because it comes right before Christmas. I also really like Christmas too. But I like Thanksgiving because I like to think about the one time in which people got along and were able to help one another and celebrate it that way. But I know other people don't necessarily view it that way. But anyways, if you celebrate Thanksgiving or just like Friendsgiving, getting along, if you celebrate getting along and coming together with like food and love and warmth, then happy Thanksgiving. And until next time, peace out, Brussels sprouts.